3.
A Normal or Nuts Friday edition of the program. Lots of Normal or Nuts topics today. My gosh, we got a bunch of them. And I look forward to tackling those. Stephen, I'll give you a little preview here in just a couple of minutes. Mark Skogerbo is here. He hosts the Common Sense Club. And he is just smiling from ear to ear today. I think it has something to do with this news that that there'll be an Obama impeachment rally in North Dakota and across the country tomorrow. Is that why you're smiling?
I can't help it. That just makes me want to sing and dance and put on my O.I.O. shirt.
You have been on that topic for some time, and now you have some polling to suggest that because of Benghazi, some other folks agree with you, so you got to feel like starting to get a little traction, right?
It was 2 years ago that I first called for his impeachment at a Tea Party rally in Bemidji. Got 10 column inches of coverage. And they haven't invited me back. So I was kind of ahead of this curve. This man was impeachable early on for his disdain for the Constitution. Anyway, so I'm very happy to see this movement.
Isn't it sad that in America, where freedom is, you know, the birthplace of freedom, right? Isn't it sad that when you say impeachment that you, you know, look, if you want impeachment, and you're going to go out there and make the case for it. This is America, right? But yet it is it's a kind of thing where as soon as you say it, you're a kook, you're a nut, and you're marginalized, which is why even Republicans that vehemently disagree with everything Obama stands for, who think that he has stacked the deck with people who have disregard for the Constitution, shrink from the idea of doing something about it and taking something that is a tool that the founders put in place.
I consider it a languishing sword that most people don't understand. In fact, a lot of politicians don't realize the grounds for impeachment really are clear. Basically, you can impeach anybody that you want to. They were impeached for high-handedness, for arrogance, 61 cases of impeachment. The high crimes and misdemeanors. Misdemeanors was a word for malbehavior. A synonym for misbehavior, Obama's arrogance alone is impeachable. But then when you get to the specifics of how he violates the freedom of religion, freedom of speech, sanctity of life, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. He is aggressively trying to infringe our right to bear arms. He's impeachable on so many counts. But here's the beauty of it. You see, the government serves us. We are the boss. Anybody... This is such a teachable moment. I love impeachment because people begin to realize we have the power over our government under God. God, the people, government. Obama is a failure. He should be impeached. We're the boss.
All right, so we're going to tackle that one today on the program, What's on Your Mind, and I don't doubt you will as well, and give folks the details. There's just one of these rallies. I think it's in each state, but I know the North Dakota one is in Bismarck tomorrow. On the overpass.
I'd love to have one here in Fargo-Moorhead when I get back from Texas, which has got all kinds of impeachment things going on. A big one going on in Houston. And last time I was there, they were talking about seceding from the Union because of Obama.
Breaking news this morning that hiring in the U.S. Is up slightly in July. The economy added 162,000 jobs last month. By the way, below forecasts. Because economists were predicting... closer to 200,000 jobs. So it's an underperformance. The unemployment rate ticked down to 7.4% from 7.6% this month. How sad is it that we go, oh, 162,000 jobs. And what? 7.4% unemployment. It's getting better.
How many people have given up looking? How many kids graduated from college? How many new people in the workforce? 160,000 doesn't cut it.
Isn't that something? Unbelievable. So anyway, that's a story that we're...
Perversely, though, because of the disappointment there, the belief is that the Fed will have to continue to buy our debt, monetize our debt, so the stock market is showing some firmness in the belief that we will continue to water down the value of our dollar.
Story that we're covering on the eastern end of our coverage area. The Valley Water Rescue crew was called out to a gravel pit. Have you ever swam in a gravel pit?
Oh, all the time.
Is that right?
I did it every day when I was growing up.
And is it just because it was the easiest access to water?
Yeah.
It was close.
Close by. You know, they had all kinds of... When you live on the banks of Lake Agassiz, like Carlstead, where I grew up, there's a big sand ridge. There's all kinds of gravel mining around that country, and we'd go swimming in gravel pits a lot.
And gravel pits are very deep, right?
Like in this Some one? Of them are very deep, yeah.
Now, this particular gravel pit that we're talking about here is east of Felton, Minnesota, and the Valley Water Rescue was called on last night. Some people were swimming, and one of the men swimming, a 26-year-old Fargo man, didn't emerge after swimming, and so a friend called 911 about 7:30, and Valley Water Rescue. God bless that Valley Water Rescue. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
These are folks that are volunteers go out there and...
Hard, hard, sad work.
Oh, my gosh, I guess. Anyway, they did recover the body about 9 o'clock, and a 26-year-old man died swimming. And, by the way, illegally, because it was posted as no trespassing. So, were you swimming illegally when you were at gravel pits?
No, there wasn't any such sign.
There wasn't.
However, there was some sort of a penalty. There was a lot of bullheads, and I jumped into a flock of them one time.
You did?
An entire herd. Yeah, this guy told me I could ride his motorcycle, his scooter, if I'd jump into this big gaggle, I guess swarm, school of bullheads with their little horns, and I jumped in and got impaled by many tiny little bullhead heads, and I was very sad about that. That happened in a... Other than that, I had a great time. I made a diving board, and I remember one bank was about 12 feet. Great place to swim.
Does it seem dangerous? A gravel pit?
No, it didn't seem dangerous at all. Except sometimes crawling out, it'd start to give way, and then you'd fall back in and feel kind of happy about all that. And it was mirthful.
Yeah.
Kids are crazy, you know.
I mean, I generally think of it as dangerous swimming in a gravel pit.
Well, the only thing is you don't know. It's usually, you don't know what the bottom is. You don't, but, I never thought of it as dangerous. Of course, I was a really good swimmer. I got my junior life-saving badge when I was 8 years old.
Anyway, sad story there. And the identity of the man has not been released, obviously, pending notification of the family as well. What other stories?
Well, they're frying eggs in the street in China. So hot over there.
Yeah, there's another story today about how hotter temperatures lead to hotter tempers.
Yeah. Have you noticed that?
Do you get hot under the collar when you're hot? I don't really know.
No. I just slow down. I think I might be cold-blooded. I go and find a nice place and lay down and smile. I like it hot. It's going to be 100 degrees where I'm going. What?
Enjoy it being warm myself.
I do, too.
Heidi Heitkamp had a Twitter town hall on healthcare.
Oh, I thought it was going to be on education.
You're right. It was on education. Sorry. Anyway, it was 20 minutes long.
What kind of a Twitter thing is that?
Seems a little short. It's kind of a twit, not a Twitter.
Of course, Twitter's, you can only have 140 characters, so maybe a Twitter town hall is supposed to be shorter.
Well, she had to go vote, I guess. But I don't know. Maybe the town hall should be planned at times when you don't have a vote.
Well, yes.
Anyway, seems like more of a case of wanting to be able to say we had a town hall meeting without really,
being there.
Being full in and, for one, not wanting to be in person. Anyway, that's a little bit disappointing. Colin Peterson is predicting the farm bill will not fare well now that the GOP is not yet voting on the food stamp plan. So he didn't like that idea. And how about Snowden and the asylum in Russia? Is that not a slap in the face to the United States from Russia? That is an example of us not being feared.
No, and, you know, if we don't have extradition rights with Russia, we really, that's one of the most fundamental aspects of a relationship. If somebody who's broken our law, whether you agree he's a whistleblower or not, still he's in violation of the law, and FBI and American law enforcement are after him, and the fact that they don't honor that in Russia shows that they don't honor our president. So what's Obama going to do? He said, I might not go and talk to him when he comes to the meeting. And also they're talking, I think the next gang of 20 meetings in St. Petersburg. So
you think Putin is trembling?
That he's... I think Putin is just trembling. Yeah. You know, this guy's hard-nosed, head of the KGB. This man is a ferocious. He has people like Obama for breakfast.
There you go, folks. Those are some headlines. What's on your mind, normal or nuts? Questions next. Mark Smack with sports coming up.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What's on your mind? Preview hour. Scott Hillen here. Steve Bakken will join us momentarily. We'll go through some of the topics we'll tackle today. We're going to talk to an NDSU Extension Service agent. Just try and get a sense of where the harvest is at, or where you know, crops are at, and who's doing well and who's not doing so well, and kind of an overview of things. We also have our usual Friday fun planned. Just some normal or nuts questions. So looking forward to that too. By the way, want to remind folks in the Fargo-Moorhead area, Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo, that one of our fine sponsors, Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service Center, is having an open house tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you may remember earlier in the week we had a little issue with a Chevy pickup, and I was asking for some help. We had all kinds of suggestions on the air and on Facebook. And I did post last night that there was one of the suggestions that was solutions was submitted by a listener, actually was the correct problem. Alex and I were not able to find it because it was, well, for one, I would never be able to find it, but he and his qualified pals were digging into it and couldn't find it. It was a grounding wire, but it was, you know, had to remove a bunch of parts of the engine to get to the grounding wire. So Dave West Fargo Tire and Service found that and took care of the problem. But somebody, one of our listeners, the name escapes me right now. Janine Hess, that's her name. Janine Hess was the winner. We gave her some Renaissance Festival tickets because we wanted to say thank you. And actually, a few people suggested that. There were a bunch of them. But anyway, appreciate all that. Anyway, Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service Center in West Fargo, obviously with that name, has an open house tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And they have games to go for the kids. They have free brats and hot dogs, chips, popcorn, and pop. They have door prizes, including a set of four light truck or passenger tires. $500 value. They're going to have Billy Michelson's number 8 late model race car out there and David Shipley's number 72 super stock race car on display. They're also doing free mounting and balancing on any tire you purchase tomorrow as well. Dave's West Fargo Tire Open House tomorrow, 9 to 1. Bring the whole family for lots of fun. That'll be a blast. Steve Bakken, my partner for What's on Your Mind, here to run through our normal or nuts topics. How are you, sir?
I am just fine today. How are you today? It's Friday.
Well, good. It is. It is Friday, indeed. A couple of topics we're going to tackle on the program today. One, there's a new law that allows guns in North Dakota churches. Now, when you first hear that, you go, oh, guns in churches, what's the deal? But the details are very reasonable. All right? It's House Bill 1241. And I think it was 1241, wasn't it? No, 1283, sorry. Kim Koppelman from West Fargo, the representative, was the sponsor of this bill. It allows churches to decide whether or not they'd like to allow concealed carry on their property. Previously, current law said you can't conceal carry on a church property. This law says, hey, churches can decide if they want to do that, allow law enforcement's notified, and obviously, you know, the church is aware of a particular program, and this is 100% normal. Fantastic, fabulous, great idea.
Well, churches anywhere else, any other business, any individual should be allowed to allow what they'd like on their property.
Do you have a problem with somebody having a gun in church?
No, as long as the church knows about it.
Mm, okay.
I go to church because that's my sanctuary. That's where I go to get away from. It's my couple hours on a Sunday to get away from the other things in life that drag you down during the week and recharge the battery and refresh. And it's kind of sad you'd have to think about needing a gun at church.
Well, it's kind of sad to think you need a gun anywhere, but welcome to the real world, right? It can happen. More guns, less crime. I think the mentality that says, no, we're going to draw a line here. It's fine for you to, exercise your Second Amendment rights at the supermarket, but you can't at church. What the? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, your Second Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights.
So, anyway.
But as a business owner, if that grocery store or the church decided that they didn't want concealed carry on their property, then that's well within their rights.
Yeah, that's where the restriction holds if the church isn't for it. So
where you, if you deem that necessary to carry your firearm with you and exercise your Second Amendment rights at all times, you're going to go to a different church or you're going to pick a different grocery store that would allow that if the one you usually went to said no, we're not allowing guns at the grocery store anymore or at the church anymore. So
here's some others that we're going to
choose.
We just learned about a overpass for impeachment rally that'll take place on the State Street overpass in Bismarck. What's the State Street overpass?
It runs over I-94 in Bismarck, one of the thoroughfares to Bismarck. So
which
very, very visible, very visible.
Which one is that? Would it be, you know,
what is it? I believe it's the second one.
So that'd be the 83 exit, or the Capitol? Or? I just don't know which one is called State Street Overpass.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out which one it is. See, I originally thought it was the one that was going under 4th, but that would be the 4th Street Underpass.
I just didn't, when it said State Street, I wasn't sure which one that was. Anyway, it's happening from 8 until 8. This is not your...
that is,
you know,
the 83.
Your...
Yeah, that's the 83.
Is it okay? And these folks are calling for impeachment. It's a nationwide effort. They're doing these all across the country. And so they've got their permit in place, and they're ready to go. You think that's normal, or you think that's nuts?
I think it's a little nuts.
A little nuts.
Especially if I had to drive during that over that overpass, because I'm sure it's going to ball up traffic. Question I have is, what's really going to be accomplished?
Okay, you think the idea of impeachment is nuts?
Well, we've got a lame duck president. You know, now it's just a case of riding it out until it's over. You know, people wanted to impeach George Bush. You know, really?
So you think it's nuts? Good. I don't think it's nuts at all. I think exercising free speech makes perfect sense, and I'm glad to see there's, you know,
maybe not
a
nuts.
Pulse among the people.
Exercise and futility. Okay, waste of energy and resources.
You think the impeachment effort is nuts? You're not so much taking it out on the rally. You know what you're saying?
Yeah, exercise your free speech, yay, but couldn't you focus on something that might make a difference, that you actually would have an attempt to accomplish a goal?
Okay, another topic. Fast food workers are staging walkouts all across the country, even come to the Midwest. They want $15 an hour. They deserve more pay, or should they find a different job if they don't like the pay?
Well, let's see. For an unskilled job at $15 an hour, that works out to probably more than I'm making now. So,
me too.
Yeah, let's see how they like it when I start taking their jobs because it's an unskilled job, and they're not qualified for my job. But you know what? There's a job, and it pays better, and I didn't have to have a skill to do it. Yeah, no.
Nuts, 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 nuts.
That's nuts.
Same as tipping on takeout. That's nuts. We're going to tackle that, plus Playboy and Penthouse and other sex theme magazines are out at Army and Air Force exchanges. I say, good deal. Steve says, what's the big deal? So that and more when we come back. What's on your mind? Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How would you like to experience the Bakken oil field up close, firsthand? You can read all about it, but really until you experience it firsthand, you can't quite comprehend it. Which is why we encourage you to take advantage of the Bakken Field Tour. The best way to experience the Bakken firsthand. First, the Bakken Briefing, which is a comprehensive presentation, helps you understand the background of the Williston Basin, energy operations and technology, and the economic landscape. Then you hop on the bus and actually see up close energy development activities, oil and gas infrastructure, commercial and residential construction, economic development activities, communities, the infrastructure impacts, as well as a tour of a crew camp. The Bakken Field Tour. Go online, find out more. You can register, get the rates, get all signed up for the final tour for this summer. August 21st, it'll leave from Williston in the Hampton Inn and Suites. Or call 701-577-1100 and experience the Bakken firsthand. BakkenFieldTour.com or call 701-577-1100.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's been way too long since I stood my confession. My heart has a burden. I hope you will listen. Oh, you're my sanctuary. If I will be chosen.
I want to go to Happy Texas with Mark. I'm kind of bummed out that you're... How am I going to do sports when you're gone?
Oh, well...
Who can pinch hit? We need a Cubs sports reporter. We're going to have to put Chris behind the mic or something.
I think there's a lot of people that, you know, people know that I'm not particularly august about sports. I love them. I'm fascinated by them. But I'm fairly myopic about sports.
Mark is doing a little vacation next week. He'll be in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating your birthday.
Not my birthday. My birthday's August 26th. It's my daughter's birthday.
Oh, that's right. Your birthday's not yet. I knew it was August. But...
And then three of my grandkids' birthdays and my daughter's birthday.
So you're going down there for a whole
and
lot
my
of
one And my one granddaughter graduated from high school, my oldest granddaughter. So
when you drive down, you're going to go down to the cities and then go straight down?
Yep.
So what do you take?
35 the right all the whole way.
Is that right?
Yeah. See, then it splits 35E and W. One goes to Arlington, one goes to Dallas, and one to Fort Worth, and they're right in the middle in Arlington.
I might just slip in your suitcase.
It's wonderful. I was so thankful when you sent me to the opening of the Bush Library. But it just made me kind of hungry to go see my grandbabies. I got 11 grandchildren there. So, pretty nice.
That would be fun. All right, so let's talk about sports here for a moment on the What's On Your Mind preview show. Steve Bakken and I will be taking your calls on the normal or nuts topics. And didn't get a chance to mention them, but we do have an agronomist from NDSU Extension Service just to talk about how farmers are faring this season, and it's a little hit and miss depending on where you are in the state, so he'll kind of run through how things are looking and welcome input from our growers all across the Northern Plains as well, coming up on the program today. So, but now it's time for sports. And we're going to be missing a couple of twins?
A couple of my favorite children. You know, one of them is named Aaron. We have a producer named Aaron. And one of them was named Scott. My oldest son is named Scott. I just love these kids, but they're floundering. Aaron Hicks looked great. Some great defense, great hitting, great clutch home runs. Batting 192 below the Mendoza line. Guardy said, enough. Scott Diamond, our hero of last year's pitching staff, just floundering. 7 runs, gives up 6 runs, several hits. Boom, he's gone down to the minor leagues. And top of that, a team we used to dominate years ago, the Kansas City Royals, swept us again as they won their 9th straight. So Kansas City is absolutely blossoming into a challenger. At the same time, the Twins are heading south, and Guardy's job is in dire jeopardy. He's got to shake up this team, and if he doesn't do it soon, he knows that his career is on the line because – There was more hopes for this team than their performance is showing. Let's just say that. 13.5 games behind now. It is pretty... You know I love the Twins. They got 57 games left. I'm looking forward to a 20-game winning streak. But, you know, I am, folks, honestly, I am realistic, and things have not been fun for the first 100-and-plus games. But Red Hawks, they continue to play well. They did lose 3-2, but they're still way in front place. And the interesting nemesis, now they're trying to decide who's going to be number one. The preseason polls have come out. Being chosen number one is not a good omen. In fact, the last time that Alabama was picked number one, they finished the season in 11th place. And one person said in a preseason poll, the real number two, real number one is number two. Number twos have won more championships than number one preseason picks. So that's another thing. And then we got Tiger Woods, shot a 66. He's only two strokes off the pace in a golf tournament. As we come closer and closer to the final major of the year, the PGA tournament, and Tiger is in first place in money. He's won over $6 million. He's in first place for the big FedEx, the $10 million end of the season tourney. So strangely enough, even though he hasn't won a major tournament in 5 years, Tiger is still the best golfer in the world.
You don't like him, though.
I just feel like he squandered such an opportunity to be such a role model. His cursing, his attitude, his behavior, he could have really made a difference for a lot of people in this world.
Now, why do you think he's so foul?
I think he's just wound extremely tight. He doesn't want to be. He professed that he was going to really try really hard, but then he hits a bad shot and he just explodes into blue words. Some people have that problem. They just explode into blue words. I actually went through a period of time like that when and it was provoked by golf. Then I finally came to an epiphany. That and Jack Nicklaus did it for me. A friend of mine caddied for Jack Nicklaus in the Houston Open, and Jack Nicklaus said, "How is he so mellow and able to play at such a key level?" He said, "Because I count on making 5 to 7 bad shots every round, so I never, never get upset about a bad shot." And I thought, here's the greatest golfer in the world owning 7 bad shots around. Who am I? And change. I've never thrown a club since then. I've never shrieked a curse, you know. It was a big epiphany for me. Jack Nicklaus.
Well, it's always been a gentleman's game. Right?
It's supposed to be.
Especially among the pros.
And the fact that they've got the kids just surrounding them, and the crowd is so close. When Tiger issues forth the F-bomb, they hear it. Thousands and thousands of people hear it.
Yeah.
So it's just not good. And on the last tournament, a lefty, Phil Mickelson, hit a ball right up by the flag, and it rolled off the green in the British Open. The greens were extremely fast, and here's what he said. "Oh, my goodness, I don't think I could have hit a better shot than that." I mean, here, he hit almost a perfect shot, and it didn't stick and rolled all the way off the green. But then here's the reason that I believe he's doing better than Tiger in the big ones, because then he pars that hole, he gets up and down and birdies the next two. Well, sometimes Tiger gets so freaked he takes it with him and it contaminates his game further on down the road. You got to leave the bad shots behind you in life.
What goes around comes around.
Yeah, it does.
Right back at you. All right. Anything else on the sports front?
Well, I'm pretty amazed that NDSU's tickets are gone.
Yeah, we meant to mention that yesterday that it was the last chance to get single game tickets.
Standing room only. Boom, gone.
And they were gone in minutes. Yeah,
that's really a program. You know, what a boon to NDSU to have that kind of success and that kind of it infuses everybody's attitude to feel like a winner. It's just a good thing.
Fastest they've ever burned through all the tickets.
That's something. And, you know, like the Twins sometimes affect my posture. You know, after I heard they sent Hicks and the Diamond down, my posture went down. My shoulders went forward.
You drooped.
I drooped. But now, a new day.
A new day. You know who Drew Brees is?
Drew Brees, yeah, kind of.
Quarterback for the Super Bowl champion.
New Orleans
Saints, yeah. Right? He's getting some guff.
Oh, guff.
Because, you know, he's got a big contract.
Right. Yeah.
And he evidently went out to some restaurant and ordered some takeout. And $74 tab, he leaves a $3 tip.
You know, that is really lame.
Do you think that's lame?
Oh, yeah. It's $74 tip, and he goes...
$74 tab.
Somebody's go work him. They know who he is. He's got his chance. This guy's got zillions of dollars. He goes there. He's interfacing. This is different than you just drive up to a window and take something through the window. This is going in, interfacing like at a barbecue place. You got people working it, putting together your meal for you. They know who he is. $74. He should have given him $15-$20.
For what?
Because he's who he is, and because of just what happened, he just took an unnecessary blow to his brain. Also, is not generous. This is the gray area.
Do you tip for on takeout? You've been in the restaurant world.
I have. But remember, I'm a peon. I'm not a famous football player.
I don't think it should matter whether he's Joe Schmo or not. I think this is sort of an entitlement thing. Hey, you got money, so you should tip us more.
Maybe that's true.
I mean, my deal is if he goes out with his family and they have a nice meal and they really take care of him, tip. And hopefully tip well, right? I mean, I love the stories about generous tippers. I think it's neat.
It is neat. You're right. The entitlement thing is the jealousy thing. I'm sorry, though. I put myself in his shoes.
I've been
a waiter so much.
Set aside the well-to-do quarterback for a second here, okay? Do you tip on takeout? I mean, I think that's
generally not.
Yeah, I don't know, because tipping is saying, hey, great service, good job, you really took care of me,
but
right?
Now think about Caribou Coffee. But most of that is takeout, and they've got the tip jar right there. I generally tip at Caribou Coffee. If I go in there in it and get it, and they go get me something, you know, after I win the trivia contest and get a dime off.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, I mean, if I ask for a triple latte with half of this and a little shot of that and a little of that, and they get it right, maybe. But, I mean, I'm saying, in this case...
But you know, call up to Chinese. Now, Chinese, for example, I call up and say, I want that. I don't tip. You're right. Most of the time, take out, boom, you go get it,
yeah.
Boom.
You go to the counter, you pay, you leave. I mean, there's no work involved, so why, you know...
Right. I guess my bias is, this is an interesting look, as... You know, in the quest for common sense, looking at my bias, having been a waiter, I remember seeing a guy with a roll of $1,000 bills when I was waiting tables in Texas, and it was like a $70 bill, and I think I got $2. I had to break a $1,000 bill, which was a challenge anyway. My boss thought I was asked if he had anything smaller, and of course he was showing off to his table, so he didn't have anything smaller. But you're right. I think that he could have done it as an act of graciousness, but you're right, it's not called for.
Some of our listeners have weighed in on this. So Marla says, guess I'm really a cheapskate then. We sure don't tip on takeout orders, unless someone were to bring it to my car or something like that. I don't even think then. You know, again, 2 seconds. I mean, a minute, right?
Yeah.
James says, who would get the tip?
That's another good point. Right, good point.
Is it the person?
A lot of, but they do have policy for that because it does happen enough where generally they'll have a tip pool. In that case, part would go to the cook. They do have a formula, I guarantee you that. In the old days, waiters used to actually pay to work at places. And there was a tip pool. I paid 10% of all the tips I got to work at Steak and Ale with Larry Gatlin, and they would pay literally the cooks and the dishwashers out of our tip pool. And that, you know, now it's minimum wage and so forth, but used to, you know, I made a great income. I made more as Larry Gatlin and I made more as waiters than we did as singers for the first couple of years of our careers.
Amazing. All right, we're going to tackle that one on the Normal Enough segment of What's on Your Mind next hour, and a few others, so stay tuned, folks. Weather's next.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices, and I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have legacy steel buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Hey, Scott Henham with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com longevity link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com longevity link.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. I talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I know someday that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
Tapping the toe on a Friday to the bumper tunes. Hey, folks, it's Scott Hannon here. Steve Bakken and I will be taking your calls on What's on Your Mind. We have fun on Friday. I mean, come on. It's Friday. It's the first Friday in August. It's, summer's on the downhill stretch. Put a smile on. Have a little fun today on the program. We're going to do it with the normal or nuts questions. That's right. Is it normal? Is it nuts? And guess what? in the true tradition of this great radio program, What's on Your Mind, you get to answer it. The questions are answered by you. And your take is what really matters. That's what's fun about What's on Your Mind. I really enjoy it. Every single day from every corner of the Northern Plains, we hear from folks who have something to contribute. So, be fun. We're also going to do a little roundup of how the crops are doing. So we'll check in with the NDSU Extension Service. We're going to do about 10:30. Just do a little zip around the state and talk to some folks not faring so well. Others say, "Boy, what a rebound!" So it's a little all over the place. So anyway, look forward to that conversation, and I'm going to tackle the topic of an impeachment rally in North Dakota this weekend, and whether that's a normal or nuts idea. We're going to talk about the new law that's in effect on the ability to conceal carry in churches. Perfectly normal, and I think makes a whole lot of sense. But what else we got? Fast food workers staging walkouts. We've got the tip question on. Another one I haven't mentioned yet here on the program other than real briefly, but Steve and I have a very different opinion on this one, so it'll be kind of fun. Army and Air Force exchanges have decided to no longer sell girly magazines, Playboy, Penthouse, and other sex-themed magazines. I don't know if girly magazines is the appropriate term anymore, but they're no longer – the military is saying it's because of lack of sales, but a number of morality groups have been pressuring them to stop selling pornography. This, to me, that makes perfect sense. I mean, for any number of reasons. The addictive nature of pornography, the issue with, sex scandals in the military, just don't go there. Now, obviously, in this day and age, there's other ways for folks to buy those magazines or engage in such activity, but I just don't think at a military institution that should be available. I think it's good. I'm glad the group's pressured them. I'm glad they're done doing it for whatever reason they're doing it. Steve is going to take a different tack on that. So that's another one. We didn't have a chance to mention that one, but we'll tackle all those. I better get to the weather here because we don't have much time left, and the weather is sort of uneventful, I guess. Let's start in the valley. Fargo, mostly sunny, high near 76 today. Calm wind. Partly cloudy, 52 tonight. Mostly sunny, 74 tomorrow. Saturday night, clear, low around 52. Sunday, some isolated showers, thunderstorms after 1. Partly sunny, high near 4. Sunday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, low about 58. Monday, some showers and thunderstorms, 77 and partly sunny. Showers and thunderstorms really in the forecast Monday, Tuesday, and not Wednesday during the day, sunny and 74, but Wednesday night. And Thursday, they're back in the forecast. Oil patch, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mainly after 2. Partly sunny with a high near 68 degrees. That's a little depressing. Calm wind becoming east at 5 to 9 in the morning. Tonight, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 5 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 50 and an east wind at 3 to 6. Saturday, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m. Partly sunny with a high near 70. Saturday night, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a low around 51 and a southeast wind around 8 miles an hour. Sunday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 71. Gosh, 68 today, 70 tomorrow, 71 Sunday. Monday, because the weekend's over, it'll be mostly sunny and 77 degrees. And other than Tuesday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, clear of any precip. I guess Monday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms as well. All right, around the region, 58 and clear in Fargo at this hour. Grand Forks, 62 scattered clouds. And Jamestown, partly cloudy, 59. Tioga, 59. Minot, 57. Williston, 58. Clear skies. And you got both ends of the region there for you. Okay? AM 1100, the flag. In the Red River Valley, AM 1090 Talk Radio in the Bakken, the flag east and west. Ladies and gentlemen, the spot where we'll be joined by KCJB, KFIRE, and KLTC for What's On Your Mind and your calls next on a Friday.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stages. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.